It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We are an alternative to all of the din that is out there. We search for truth and clarity on these issues by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, you should not have to force people to do that. And it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, or their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon like they did in the olden days. Hopefully that doesn't get to that again. But, well, I guess with all the crime, Producer Steve, with all the crime in these big cities, I guess they're taking people's their rights and property and livelihood via force with weapons, huh?
Oh, boy. Talk about a quicksand topic. That's a good one right there.
Yeah. So anyway, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the latest silent thief is government-induced inflation. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to implement it. Socialism is not about free stuff. That's just the carrot to get you to vote for that. Socialism ultimately comes down to force, and we are freedom people. So I am thrilled to have in studio with me a candidate for governor here in Colorado 2022, Greg Lopez. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Thank you for having me.
Boy, people have a lot of questions. Colorado, Greg, I think is the petri dish.
It is.
For all the crazy stuff that's going on out there. And I know that you've been traveling the state, and we're going to talk about some of these issues that are on people's hearts. But I'm very encouraged. I think people are awakening to what is going on out there because with this new administration in Washington, and then with Mr. Executive Order here in Colorado, people are waking up, don't you think, Greg?
They really are. You know, as I travel the state, I'm having more and more conversations about how people feel that government is truly heavy-handed and they're intruding in their personal lives, and they feel like their voice isn't even being heard anymore.
And we're a government of the people, by the people, for the people. So we'll talk more about that. I do so appreciate each and every one of you listening. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You have purpose. You were born for this time. And I get to work with a great team as well. And that's Producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. It is Wednesday, and that means it's Wings Day for one of my sponsors. That's Hooters Restaurants. And today, for to go or dine in, you buy 20 wings, you get 10 for free. And the girls are coming over tonight, so I will be ordering some of those. They love the smoked wings, which are half the calories, and that you can get all these great rubs on those smoked wings. So go to my website, Kim Munson, that's M-O-N-S-O-N.com, and you can go to our sponsors tab, click on the Hooters tab there, and you'll get all of the specials there. Let's go ahead. I found this quote from Thomas Paine. Thomas Paine was born in 1737, and he died, he died in 1809. He was an English-born American political activist, philosopher, political theorist, and revolutionary. He authored Common Sense in 1776 and The American Crisis, which was written from 1776 through 1783. They're the two most influential pamphlets at the start of the American Revolution, and they helped inspire the patriots in 1776 to declare our independence from Britain. And this is what he said: a body of men holding themselves accountable to nobody ought not to be trusted by anybody. What do you think of that, Greg Lopez?
I really like that, you know, because it's so true. You know, when people feel that they don't have to answer to anybody and yet they feel they have power, these are the ones that we should not be, you know, supporting in any way, shape, or form.
So one of the big questions, if elected governor, is walking back all of these unelected, unaccountable bureaucracies that have been intruding into our lives. And one that comes to mind is this Air Quality Control Commission. Another is the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Both of those are unaccountable, unelected boards that are making big decisions. What would you do about that?
You know, well, of course, we need to do away with them. I mean, look, when people are being told by unelected officials, right? And I tell people this, the most powerful people in government are not the elected officials, they're the bureaucrats.
They are.
You know, because they decide what rules and what restrictions they're going to be putting in place. And I'm going to go in there and I'm going to remove a lot of these restrictions because it's important for Americans and people to have the rights that they have. And when you do this, right, it erodes the confidence of people in government. Because here you are, unelected officials, trying to tell us how we should live our lives. And that's just wrong.
Well, and that moves us over to something that Patty and I have been really working on, and that is this Initiative 25. It's called LEAP. It's a Learning, Enrichment, and Academic Program Plan, which is in the petition gathering stage right now here in Colorado. And they have until August 2nd to get the petitions. And hold on just one second here because Jan Cook actually had done some research. And you can get your name off that petition now that you understand what's going on. And how you can do that is you can write an email to the Colorado Secretary of State's office, provide your name, home address, and signature stating after reviewing Initiative 25 more in depth, you wish to have your name stricken from the petition. You send that to ballot.access@sos.state.co.us. You have to get that there before August 2nd, next Monday. And you can then reach out to the Secretary of State's office at 303-894-2200, click on 0, and ask to speak with someone to make sure that your name has been removed. I didn't know that could happen, but that is very, very good news. And we are working on trying to get some of these really good people's name on the endorsement list off of there because as they are starting to review this and understand it, I think that it wasn't exactly what they thought it was, but that moves us over to Thomas Paine's quote.
Right.
Okay, and this is ostensibly Initiative 25 is a new state retail marijuana tax for the children. But one of the things that is so interesting about this, Greg Lopez, is the board is an unelected, unaccountable board, so unaccountable to the voters, to the Department of Education, to Department of Education, and anybody else there, and it's the board members are chosen by this governor. So when you are elected, they get to choose their own replacements. It's hands off.
I know.
And then they have full reign of taxing powers. It's unbelievable. And so once again, Thomas Paine realized the danger in this back then. And so what would you do about something like this?
Well, first of all, I mean, we need to let the people know what's actually happening. You're absolutely right. If you look at what the governor and the legislature is doing, they're creating these subgroups, right, to manage and tax and make decisions. And he gets to hand pick who gets to sit on those boards. You know, I'm a firm believer that there's a way, and I'll have to look at this, on how we do away with them completely, right? Now, here's the thing, right? You have to look at, once they're established, what is their purpose and how are they moving forward? But at the end of the day, we need to have a governor and a legislature that needs to stop doing what they're doing because this is not the way government is supposed to be working.
Okay, so did I hear that possibly you might go through and do an assessment on all these bureaucracies and start to walk these back?
Yes.
I like that.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to go to break here in just a minute. Before we do that, though, we're going to be talking with Casper Stockham. He has put together a program that is working to help people, to help train people and set them up for success as they're going to be running campaigns. And Greg Lopez, that is very, very important because not only do we need to take back the governorship, or reclaim it. But we also need to be electing conservatives. And when I say conservative, the word conservative has gotten such a bum rap here for so many years. But conservative means conserving this idea of America, that all men are created equal.
Yes.
Which is opposite to the critical race theory that's being taught out there, with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And that is what has made America, America.
Exactly. You know, and so what Casper's doing and others is, again, right, letting people know and helping them understand, how do you run for office, right? Mm-hmm. There is more than just being a candidate. There's a lot that goes behind it. But most importantly, how do you get your message across?
And there is a group out there called Emerge, which has been very effective. A number of the very left-leaning Marxists mm-hmm. that are down in the legislature and in many of our city councils now have been trained by Emerge. It's very effective. It's for women, leftist women, and they have been training them on how to run for office and win. And they also have been training them how to obfuscate who they really are. I was at a Republican event, and a woman was running for city council in Denver. And this group had invited her because they'd been very unhappy with their Democrat city council person. Well, this person did unseat that person,
right.
But I looked at it, and she was an Emerge candidate and has been really, again, moving the Denver City Council more and more to this Marxist left. So it is really important what Casper Stockham is doing. Hey, Casper, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be with you guys this morning.
And you are helping people get ready to run for office through this organization that you founded.
That's correct. And you guys were mentioning Emerge, and we are the answer on the right side to Emerge. Because they are teaching Marxist socialist tactics, if you will, and you know, but they don't just teach; they actually support those candidates in their races. And eventually, that's where we want to get to as well. We want to have enough resources to not just teach candidates, but also support them in their efforts to run for those offices and win.
It's been disappointing to me, Casper, as I've been out there talking with really fine people through these election cycles that has stepped forward to run for office and have not received any support. And it's like going into a sawmill with no understanding of that. And it's been really frustrating to me because I've said, have you received resources? And they said no. And I really think that, as first of all, what you're doing is great, but if we could get to a point where could give each of these candidates help with a website, help with lists, help with just maybe $5,000 to get them
right.
started. That would go a long way, Casper.
It would go a long way. And unfortunately, I've been out there long enough to know the majority of candidates that run on the Republican side do not get really any support other than thank you for running kind of thing.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And that needs to change, you know. And we always complain about the money. Well, the money problem is actually fairly easy to resolve, but we keep doing the same things over and over and expecting money to just magically appear. You know, we do these Lincoln Day dinners, which are great. I have no problem with Lincoln Day dinners. In fact, I'm going to one next week. But we need to do more than Lincoln Day dinners. We need to reach out to the average Republican and say, look, give some money to your local county organizations, not necessarily the state party, I mean, unless you want to, but definitely give to your local county organization. And I'm calling for everybody to just give $17.76 a month to their local county organizations. If all Republicans did that, we would have enough money to support all of our candidates every election cycle.
Okay. Now, America's First Republicans, is that, do I have that title right?
It's America First Republicans.
Okay.
And the website is AmericaFirstRepublicans.us. We have a new class starting up on the 14th of August. It's already starting to fill up. They can take the class online or in person at the same time. So we have room for about 20 people in our training facility, or they can join online, and of course, you know, that's almost unlimited. So it doesn't matter where they are in the state or even in the nation, quite frankly, they can take the course.
Does it cost anything?
Yes, there's a cost of $180 for a 9-week course. Wow. This is such a bargain. It's crazy to even talk about it. There are other classes out there that charge thousands of dollars for what we're offering.
And you're doing a fundraiser soon, yes?
Yes, we have a fundraiser coming up in September. It's kind of a little ways off, but it's going to be a fun fundraiser. It's going to be a clay shooting fundraiser at the Kiowa Sporting Clay Shooting Club out in Kiowa. We've got some celebrities coming out, we've got some unique things that are going to happen that day because it's we're honoring the 9/11, the losses on 9/11. So we got some interesting things we're going to be doing during that time.
Okay, great. And I was out at the Elbert County breakfast on Saturday morning, and one of the gentlemen who you have has gone through your program is running for U.S. Senate, and he spoke. And just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Eric Odlin, he was in our first inaugural class, I believe. And Eric is an awesome America First individual, very, very focused and stuff. He's a West Point grad, and he was served in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan, I believe. But he's an awesome guy that we definitely should be supporting for U.S. Senate. And, He went through the class, and he speaks highly of it. So, and there's going to be more. We have some others that are going to be announcing very shortly. So we've had about 50 or so people go through our class. Not all of them have graduated because it's a actual course that you need to, complete.
So everybody doesn't get a ribbon then, huh?
That's correct. Yeah.
Casper, this is really great work that you're doing. I was looking at the website last night, and it is really grassroots what you are doing. And this is, I think, so necessary for us to reclaim our founding heritage. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kim. Thank you, Greg, and congratulations. And keep plugging away, brother.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Casper.
Okay, right. We're going to go to break. In studio with me is Greg Lopez. He is a candidate for governor in 2022. We'll be talking more about that in the third and fourth segment. When we come back from break, something big happened down in Douglas County yesterday, and I want to tell you about that. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who contribute and support us. We are an independent alternative voice out there. And producer Steve, I just realized I'm super excited about all that's going on, and there's so much to talk about. And I know that researcher Patty's going to say, Kim, you were talking really, really fast today, so I'm going to slow it down.
I'll believe that when I hear it.
My next job, I'm going to be an auctioneer.
You are more than qualified.
In studio with me is Greg Lopez, who is running for governor 2022. And I have so much I want to ask you, so we'll talk about that in the third and fourth segment. Your communications director snuck in here, Laura Hyatt. Welcome. And in the break, you said that you actually went through this America First Republicans training course that Casper.
I did. And thank you for having us this morning. The class was wonderful. It taught us about using Tracer. It taught us about campaign finance. It really covers a lot of what you need to really understand as a candidate, besides your message, besides your personality. And it delivered a lot of great information. I really recommend it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Casper will be excited to know that. Yesterday, Greg, something very exciting happened in Douglas County. I was on city council from 2012 to 2016 in Lone Tree. And in 2015, started doing some research, some other people were as well, of this called Community Development Block Grant Money. And it comes from HUD. Ostensibly, it's to help communities improve their communities. One has to ask, first of all, if it's the proper role of government to be borrowing from our kids to do this, but that's a different question. But as I looked at it and started to understand, people have brought it to my attention that this money came with strings attached. And under the Obama administration, they were pushing forward rules and regulations called Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing. And if you took this money, then what would happen is you would have to do an assessment. There would be an assessment done of the complete region of where you live. And if your community didn't hit the kind of the demographics of what they said the region was, then you as a community would have to go in and you could be sued. And so you'd certainly have legal costs there. But to remedy this Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing, what it really was is an assault on single-family zoning, single-family homes. And we've realized that people owning their own homes, Karen Levine talks about it all the time, one of my sponsors, she's with RE/MAX Alliance, and she and I, it was really kind of under the surface, this assault on single-family homes, single-family zoning. But the opportunity for people to own their own home has created tremendous wealth. Typically, single-family home neighborhoods are safer, they're communities. And people should have choices, for sure, but government should not be coming in and assessing that. So it was really monumental. Those county commissioners back in 2015 said, we're not going to take the money. I mean, for politicians to say, we're not going to take the money, that is pretty monumental. So we've not taken the money. And in when Trump was elected into office and Dr. Carson was named the head of HUD, they rolled back those rules. I wish they would have really just gotten rid of this program. Right. But they rolled back those rules so they were not so onerous. So fast forward to now, the Douglas County commissioners were being presented with starting to accept this money again. And I had been in conversation with one of the commissioners, and she had said that we're going to watch this very carefully. And if Biden comes in and starts to try to put in onerous rules, it would take at least a year, and we'll assess it at that time. Well, with the warp speed that we are seeing things happen with this Biden administration, I'm like, I really don't think we should even go down that road. And actually, June 10th, Biden did say he's going to, by executive order, start to change that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, have I set that up? Do you both understand it pretty well? So yesterday at the county commissioners meeting, there was a vote on whether or not to move forward on this process to accept the CDBG money. And I want to say thank you to Commissioner George Teal and to Commissioner Abe Layden for voting no to not take this money. It's a monumental thing, and I want to congratulate them on the courage to do that.
Yeah, Kim, you know what? And this is what we're talking about, right? Like you mentioned earlier, there's always strings attached to when government wants to give you money, specifically Washington, right? Because they have a hidden agenda, and it's always a dark agenda. It's not about what's in the best interest of a community. Like you said, you know, being able to own your own home, that's the American dream. That's the Colorado dream. You know, everybody wants to be a part of their own community. And so when you stop doing that, or you stop putting when you start putting obstacles in that, you're really undermining the fabric of what America is all about. You know, so I echo your sentiment with the commissioners. Good for them, because they're standing tall and they're recognizing that, you know what, there's always a hidden agenda when the federal government is trying to give you money.
So, Greg, question on the table, because when I was on city council, I voted no on the Southeast Light Rail extension. First of all, because I couldn't get a straight answer on exactly how much it was going to cost. Initially, they said it was going to be $207 million for 2.3 miles. But then when I looked at the bids coming in, it was $250-some million, and I could never get a straight answer on that. So that was one of the reasons. Another reason was is because there was almost $92 million in federal money coming into this. And we don't really have the money. Mm-hmm. But I had Republicans look at me and say, if we don't take the money, somebody else will. And that was basically an argument yesterday, that it is our money, we're getting it back from the federal government. It's not our money, because right now with the deficits that we're running, it is our children's money.
That's right.
And I think there's something immoral about making decisions and spending money for little children that haven't even had a voice in this, Greg.
I totally agree with you. And this is where education comes into play, right? People need to understand, where does this money come from? And if they really understood the national debt and what we're doing, you know, we're printing money. We're printing money, and it is the future of our children, because they're the ones that are going to be paying for it. And when we don't say that out loud, when we don't remind people, people just assume that the money's falling out of the sky. But you're right. You know, so we need to make sure that we're always on top of this, and we ask the hard questions. You know, and Douglas County is still going to be a great county to live in without this community development block grants, because it's local government that understands what's in the best interest of their citizens.
Well, and Commissioner Layden, and I mentioned as well, I said, these are great organizations here. They're doing good work. Perhaps, and as I was driving home, I'm like, wait a minute, it's not government's proper role to be giving this money out, taking money from one person, picking winners and losers, because there's a lot of nonprofits that wouldn't receive the money.
That's right.
So it's not government's place to be picking winners and losers on this. And Commissioner Layden talked about a foundation that is in Douglas County that they are working to raise money there, and they could then help support these good nonprofits. That's the way it was supposed to be. And so I think hats off to them for doing that. And Greg, there is this whole question about proper role of government. And what we saw with the Trump administration, when he came in and reduced rules and regulations and reduced taxes, instead of giving money out like we see here with this administration, when you get out of the way, I mean, our economy was humming along big time. Colorado's economy doesn't look so good right now, Greg.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You know, and you're absolutely right. You know, as I travel the state and I talk to small business owners from all different industries, their biggest challenge right now is finding people that want to work, you know, because the government is giving money away.
It's paying people not to work.
Yeah, exactly. So they're making more money just sitting at home, you know, and this is something that it's really causing a mind shift. And I think, really, we're being attacked, right, from our own elected officials by saying, you know what, we don't want you to produce. We don't want you to be feeling like you can survive and thrive. We're going to do that for you. And this is wrong. And so, you know, as we look at what's going on in our economy and look at what's going on in our country, we need to reevaluate. Are these really the leaders? And are we looking into the future to what our children are going to be facing?
Well, people need to remember, what government giveth, government can taketh away.
That's right.
Hey, let's jump over here to Lauren Levy, who is a mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group. Lauren Levy, do you think that's true, that what government giveth, government taketh away?
That's funny, Kim. I'm actually in visiting family down in Texas, and I'm in a state where the government did just take it away. They've pulled the extra $300 of unemployment down here. And it's made news that I've been reading. So, yeah.
Okay. Good point there. And I'm glad that Texas has taken that away, Lauren. What's happening over on this interest rate market thing right now? What's the Fed doing?
They didn't do it. Well, they're going to make an announcement today. On Wednesday is the day from their meeting that they announced, on their two-day meeting. So we're not expecting a whole lot. Leading up to it, nothing much has happened. Rates are still down. It's been a good time, so people are taking advantage of it. But rates are still really low.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to do a refinance right now, because the velocity of housing, I do see more and more houses for sale, which is great. But if people are deciding that they're not going to move and might want to upgrade their house, they can do that through a refinance, correct?
That's right. And, you know, people have more equity than ever now because of the values of homes. So there's an opportunity there to grab some cash out of your house to make repairs or just lower the rate. I just helped someone yesterday who's just going to save $150 a month, which that's real money. You know, that's $2,000 a year, and that's money they don't have to make, and it's just extra savings for them. So the opportunity is there for sure.
How can people reach you, Lauren Levy, since you're down in Texas? Are you still working today?
Oh, yeah. I'm working.
You work all the time.
303-880-8881.
Again, that number is 303-880-8881. Lauren Levy, thanks so much. We will talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Kim.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, I've got some questions for Greg Lopez, who's running for governor here in Colorado 2022. In studio with him is Laura Hyatt. She is his director of communications. So stay tuned. We've got an interesting conversation coming up.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who support us. We are an independent alternative voice out there. And we look at these issues. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. Greg Lopez, welcome to the show. You're running for governor here in Colorado 2022. That's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah. I mean, people are starting to get excited about the election because they are ready for a change. You know, they're like, we don't want more of the same, Greg. You know, we see what's happened in the last 4 years. We see what's going on with the president and what's happening, and we need a change.
Is this just conservatives and Republicans, or are you hearing this across the spectrum?
I'm hearing it across the spectrum. You know, I have unaffiliated voters and Democrat voters that are calling me and asking me, Greg, is it true that you're running for governor? Because we hear that you are. And when I say, yes, I am, they say, great, because we need to choose somebody different because we're not happy with the shutdowns. We're not happy with the mandates. We're not happy with what they're doing with our children and our schools. And we see a future that is not bright. We see a future that is going to stifle our freedoms and our liberties. And they're ready to have a different leader.
Well, at Colorado is really the petri dish. This Initiative 25 that we were talking about, Patty had actually found an interview. Actually, it was just published between Amy Anderson, who is the head of Reschool, which is the education arm. She says this in this podcast. It's the education arm that is trying to push forward this Initiative 25, LEAP. And and one of the things that she said on this podcast, and this was on Heidi Gunnall's Colorful Colorado,
right.
One of the things that Amy Anderson said is that this Initiative 25, there's nothing like it in the country. That raises big red flags to me, Greg Lopez.
Yes. Yeah. You know, when you look at this, right, they have all this warm and fuzzy language, and they try to tell you that, you know, it's for skill sets outside of the school. But when you read into the language, I mean, they leave it so broad.
They have emotional health in
there. Yeah, exactly.
It's a little scary.
Right. You know, but once it passes, you know, again, the bureaucrats and these other boards and commissions, they get to interpret that in whatever manner they want. And I'm going to tell you, like you keep saying, you know what? Anytime they're forcing something down our throats or trying to tell us that why they need to do this, why aren't the schools doing it now?
Well, that is the real question on the table. And I submit to you, Greg Lopez, that if during the school day we were using those valuable hours and the resources of these teachers to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, science, history, critical thinking, then we would not need to have a new government program, again, unaccountable and unelected,
right,
running a program after school. I submit to you, it could be very possibly more indoctrination of your children. Now, what they say is that parents will have the choice. And I think this is, and the ballot language is inconsistent with the actual, what the initiative says.
Right.
So again, that's a red flag. But as I mentioned, some really good folks have their names on it, because as you read that initial ballot language, they make it sound like parents are going to be able to use public dollars for programs for their kids. The caveat is the unelected, unaccountable board is the one that gets to choose the vendors
right.
that will be offering. So you get to choose. It's like you can, Henry Ford, every Model T was black. It's like you can have any color you want as long as it's black.
Right.
And that's why this thing is really of tremendous concern, because people are so concerned about the education of our kids. Our kids are falling behind, Greg Lopez.
They are. You know what? And so when you see the problem, right, you're looking at why do we need to do this? And instead of just looking for a solution internally in the system, they say we're kind of abandoning the system because it's not doing what it needs to be doing. So we're going to create a new system. And this, again, government just growing and growing and growing instead of attacking the real issue. And that is holding our public schools accountable for what their responsibility right. is. You know, and so, and parents are so desperate. You know, they're so desperate to get a good future for their kids. They're willing to embrace anything that sounds good.
Well, and the other point on this is taking those valuable school day hours and our great teachers and forcing them to teach CRT or iterations thereof. I've seen officials get up and say, we're not teaching CRT, but they're teaching it, but just with a different name.
Yes.
So it's all schematics on that. But if, and sexualizing our kids, I tell you what, as and this was legislation that was passed here in Colorado, that they are supposed to teach this kind of stuff in school. Well, what happened to reading, writing, arithmetic, and all that? So we need to reclaim
yes.
Our kids, our parents, make sure they have parental rights on this. And understand, this Initiative 25, you nailed it. And they have said this. This is going to be a parallel system. But once again, unelected, unaccountable. It is beyond belief to me.
It is.
Greg Lopez.
You know, and people need to start paying attention. I urge everyone to start doing some research. You know, trust and verify. You know, it sounds good, right? So if it sounds good, start looking at it. Mm-hmm. Because we all know that, you know what, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Ha-ha.
Right?
True that. True that. And a great place to do research on this is go to my website, kimmunson.com. I have written an op-ed, 10 Reasons to Decline to Sign. Patty Kurgan has two great op-eds there. Rick Turnquest has a great op-ed there. And Patty is hot off the press. I think she may have another one coming out today. Laura Hyatt, Communications Director for Greg Lopez. You're very concerned about our kids. And I was thinking about this yesterday. I saw some little kids and family, and, you know, sticking kids in the car seat. They want them to be safe, putting helmets on them as they go ride their bike. But we've been asleep at the wheel at what they're putting inside their heads.
Yes. Well, and I think a lot of the answer to that for our family has been charter schools. And we've been able to find schools where we don't have to worry so much about some of these issues.
And charter schools are public schools. Mm-hmm. But you also have to be very involved in that school as well. And we need more of that school choice. And that's one of the reasons why some of these really good Republicans have their names on the endorsement page right now, is because they've been told that this is a step towards school choice. And it's like we're almost desperate, Greg Lopez, to get to that. And we have to be very careful on how we get there, Greg Lopez.
We do. And this is what I'm saying. You know what? You look at these bills, you look at these language, and when they're 30 pages long, right?
Longer than the Declaration of Independence.
Exactly. You know,
founded a country on that.
Right. And so you know that there's something hidden in there.
Right.
Right. And you just have to take the time to read it. But when you start reading it and understanding it, you start realizing there's so much that's not clearly articulated that it can go in any direction. You know, and again, why is it that we need to do this? You know, right now, if we did vocational training in the high schools, right? If we taught them about critical thinking, if we did all those basics that we used to do, right, and we've gone away from it, we wouldn't need any of this. You know, but you have people there saying, well, here's what I see, Kim. Indirectly, they're saying, we don't trust public schools, and what they're doing in teaching. And so we're going to create another program. Instead of fixing the public schools and letting them do the right thing, you know, they're kind of circumventing it and said, well, we're going to take over. But it's more government and it's more bureaucrats that don't have to answer to anybody.
And they have a big pot of money.
Yes.
Yep. A big pot of money. And one other thing I will mention on this Initiative 25 LEAP is at the very end, the last two paragraphs, they detaber or debruce future revenue. And once again, it's another little way to try to take Tabor down. And Tabor is Colorado's Taxpayers Bill of Rights, which, Greg Lopez, I submit to you, has been one of the things that has helped Colorado keep the guardrails on out of control politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties. And we need to shore that up, and we need to make sure we're electing people that will honor that. And we saw this under the Trump administration, lowering taxes, not taking
right.
so much money from people, and them having it in their own pockets worked out pretty well for everyday hardworking people.
Exactly. Look, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights is, like you just said, Kim, is what makes Colorado still unique. You take that away, and Colorado becomes California. And this is what they're looking to do. If you look at what's going on in California, they want to bring California to Colorado. And the only thing that we have it right now to stop it is the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. But it's always under attack. You know, and this is what the people voted on. I mean, it's kind of like the Constitution, right? We have this document that says we want to be able to have a voice when you are going to tax us. So what are they doing? Now they're calling it a fee. It's not even a tax in their mind. But it's still going into our pockets, and they're still figuring out a way, how do we get more money to make government even bigger and bigger and bigger? And we need to stop that.
Speaking of that, I have to make one other comment, and that is in my hometown. I watched an online, not an in-person, an online presentation about a tax increase. They say it's just a penny. But you know what? It is a 66% increase in your city sales tax. That affects people big time, whether or not they're going to go out to a restaurant with their friends, what they're buying online delivered to their home. And it is very important that people understand this is a 66% increase. And coming out of COVID, I go drive up and down one of our main streets and I see businesses that are closed because of government policy.
Yes.
And we need to, and one of the reasons they say that they want to raise it is because we haven't raised it since 1995. There's two ways really to, if you want the old economic adage, if you want less of something, you tax it. So if Lone Tree wants less in sales taxes, then tax it, because people are rational economic right. actors. And so I would recommend that there should be some belt tightening. I would recommend that they reassess some of these sales tax sharebacks. And then I also would ask that they reassess the tremendous amount of spending they've done on capital projects. A case in point was the pedestrian bridge that goes across Lincoln. I was on city council, voted against it because it was so expensive, and we had not done any kind of a utility study on that. And that came in just under $7 million. So there's some things that can be done before we start to tax hardworking, everyday people. We're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, one of my great sponsors is Castlegate Knife and Tool. And on August 5th, from 3 to 6 p.m., they're doing an everyday carry sharpening event. So you can bring in your favorite kitchen knife or your pocket knife, whatever, and they will actually sharpen that for you there. And so be sure and check out castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Greg Lopez and Laura Hyatt's in studio.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Our America's Veteran Stories show this week is a great interview again, and it is with Chuck Briga, and he served during the Korean War. You will not want to miss that. It's a great interview as well. Greg Lopez, you made a point during the break about this 66% proposed tax increase in Lone Tree. What's your comments on that?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, what you said. You know, and what people forget is these elected officials work for us, right?
They're supposed to be representatives.
Exactly, right? They're supposed to do what we ask them to do, not what they want to do.
Within the context of the Declaration and Constitution.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. You know, so I look at it and say, imagine your employee coming to you and saying, I'm going to give myself a 66% pay raise. What's the big deal, right? It's only a dollar more, or maybe 10 cents more. And every employee starts doing that to you is like, well, wait a minute. You know, how do I not have a say in this? How can you just say that it's that simple? And this is what government is doing. They're starting to kind of cloud the responsibility, right? Mm-hmm. And so by the clouding it, we forget that they are working for us. You know, I tell people, Kim, you know, I'm applying for a job. A governor running for office is applying for a job. Everybody that you elect, county commissioners, mayors, and so forth, they're applying for a job. And you need to interview them. And you need to understand, what is your philosophy? What is your experience? What is your background? How have you managed before? You know, and when they start saying, well, we're just going to do this because we have the authority, it goes back to your quote, right? Mm-hmm. It goes back to what you're saying. You know what? When they are not accountable to anyone, then no one should be having trust in what they're doing.
Well, and I didn't finish my thought on economics. And that is people across the spectrum, they are rational economic actors. And so in order to actually increase the pie, and Trump got this, mm-hmm. lowering taxes, having more people pay taxes, the pie gets bigger,
right,
and the revenues go up. But when you start to tax, actually people start to make different choices and your revenues go down. A case in point, because Lone Tree has had a very attractive city sales tax rate, my neighbor said that one of her friends from way up north drove all the way down to the Costco in Lone Tree to buy her television because how much they would save on sales tax.
Right.
So the way to do that is to keep taxes low. Everybody else is raising their taxes. More people will come and shop and want to live in your area. Laura, during break, you had mentioned that housing is getting very expensive. And I submitted as exhibits when I made comments yesterday a couple of pieces by Randall O'Toole, who is on the show on a regular basis. He's a transportation and urban land expert, housing expert. And he says there's a couple of things that has increased prices. And one of those is in these urban growth boundaries, saying that cities can't build outside of certain areas. Well, you think about it, you reduce that, you know, that housing supply, and then bring in more and more people, which they have done through quote-unquote economic development dollars mm-hmm. by, I'm going to ask you about that, giving some corporations a break on things or incentives and others not. You keep that thought. But bring in more and more people. Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the prices are going to go up. So government needs to get out of the way. And also, rules and regulations, the cost of a new build is so expensive. So there's things that we can do to start to make housing more affordable, Laura.
Well, yes. I think one of the things that you're bringing up and with Greg is the introduction of the tech industry coming into Colorado and sort of replacing our commodity industries that have been traditionally holding up our middle class and our economy. A lot of those industries, it's been so de-incentivized or de-incented to work here, to have your operations here, that many
of those.
Can you
say oil and gas?
Oil and gas is actually probably the main main one that's had to move out. We've had friends who have had to move because there just aren't any opportunities here anymore. And you have this widening gap between the upper and lower incomes. And I just read recently that a lot of the people moving in with tech are not only buying the homes for themselves, but also buying extra properties as investment properties, and really pricing a lot of people who are Coloradans out of the market or out of home ownership as an option. So that is becoming a huge problem.
Okay, to that point, this legislature and this governor has basically chased the oil and gas industry out of our state. We saw something on the horizon that is of great concern, and that was this pause initiative,
right,
which would really have done the same thing, I would say, to our rural economy as well. But yet this governor is giving money to tech companies to come here. What do you think about that? I was going to give my opinion, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Kim, I mean, he's picking winners and losers, right? I mean, he's enhancing certain industries, and yet he's throwing away others. What gives him the right to decide which companies we as Coloradans want to see in our communities and in our state? You know, and so why is it that he thinks it's okay for him, once again, to use the taxpayers' money, right, to incentivize people to come here? You know what? What happened to the free market? What happened to the quality of life? What happened to what Colorado as a state has to offer, right? If, to your point, if we're having to bring them here and give them money, isn't that a bribe? It's a bribe, you know?
Well, they call it economic incentives.
Yeah, that's what they call it, but we know it's a bribe. Because here's the thing, these corporations will shop. And when you do this economic development, it's like, we're going to do this for 3 years. We're going to do this for 5 years, right? And then all of a sudden, the 3 year comes around, and what are they doing? They're shopping again, mm-hmm, because they're going to go to where the incentives are better. And so, you know, this is a false premise. You know, they say we're bringing them in here. It's costing us money. But from the corporation standpoint, is, you know what? When our contract or agreement starts to expire, I'm going to shop it again.
And they do.
Yeah.
They truly do. And in fact, it seems like I was doing some research. This was a while back. You know, VF Corp, they ended up, one of their companies is North Face. Mm-hmm. And North Face, which I have all kinds of North Face stuff, said that they were not going to, and this company down in Texas wanted to buy these jackets for Christmas presents for their employees, and because they were in oil and gas, North Face said, we're not going to sell it to you, which was beyond belief. But I think that VF Corp was in California, and I did research on that. They had gotten economic incentives there, and so then when they came here, it was a big deal. But yet, they're economic actors.
Right.
They're going to do that, yep, if government does that. Greg Lopez, we've talked about a lot of different things. One other thing is, and Patty has this on our headlines, and that is the DOJ says federal law doesn't bar businesses, agencies from mandating vaccines. COVID-19 triggered a shortage in our economy. There's all kinds of force on this COVID jab. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, when government is, again, forcing you to put something in your body, you know, that is just wrong. I mean, you need to question that. You know what? And I would encourage all citizens to say no. You know what? I am not going to allow someone to stick something in my body that I am not comfortable with, because a lot of people have a reaction to this. You know, they don't want to talk about the people that have died because of the vaccine, because they've had a reaction to it. They don't want to talk about the risk and reward relationship. So I would not support, you know, mandatory vaccines, because basically what we are seeing is that government, if they can control your actual body and telling you what to do. And I was hearing this the other day, Kim. What they're saying now is, you know what? If we can't force them to get the vaccine, let's make life harder for them. Let's not let them fly. Let's not let them go to restaurants. Let's not let them be going to concerts and so forth. At some point, you know, they're going to give in because their quality of life has been taken away from them because they can't prove that they've gotten the vaccine. And this is just wrong. This is what America's about.
It's terrifying. And when you mention this, And that is when we have elites that are in these positions, and these politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, they do not look at us everyday working people as who we are, individuals. Right. They look at us as them.
Yep.
And they are doing this. Oh, okay, so Greg Lopez, you're in the governor's office.
Right.
What would you do about this?
Well, just what the county commissioners did, right? It's like, yeah, thank you very much, Washington, for giving this recommendation. But here in Colorado, we're going to do it differently, right? We're not going to do this. Here's the interesting thing, and I tell people this all the time. It's funny how, you know, Colorado was able to snub its face on marijuana, yet marijuana is still illegal in the nation. But the people said, no, here in Colorado, we're going to make it legal, right? So why is it that we still feel that if Washington says we have to do something, that we're going to do it? If it's not good for Colorado, we as Coloradans need to stand up and say, no, you know, we're not going to take this money. And when they say, you know what, you're not going to get the highway funds, we're not going to get this, we're not going to get that, fine. Because you know what, we don't need it, we don't want it, because we want freedom, we want liberty. Because you talked about it earlier, every federal dollar that we get comes with strings attached.
For sure. We've got 1 minute left. Greg Lopez, what's your final thought you want to leave with our listeners today?
You know, what I want them to know is, look, we really need to start looking about making a change, because we know that if we don't, what we're going to get in the next 4 years, you know. And right now, it's not only about Colorado. We need to start looking at, you know, what is government doing to our families, to our futures? What is government really starting to look like? This is a beast that's starting to grow, you know. And when you start looking at it's how far reaching it's going, it's scary.
It is scary.
Because people need to start pushing back. So I want to let people know, look, stand with me. Let's get back Colorado. Let's make sure we have liberty and freedom, because that's what I stand for. And I want every family and every child to feel that, you know what, we're proud to be Americans, and I'm glad that I live in Colorado, because Colorado still embraces those fundamental spirit of what makes America great.
Greg Lopez, thank you for being here. Laura Hyatt, thanks for being here. And our quote for today is from Thomas Paine. He said, freedom had been hunted round the globe. Reason was considered as rebellion. And the slavery of fear had made men afraid to think. But such is the irresistible nature of truth that all it asks and all it wants is the liberty of appearing. My friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. To this great unknown, and I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, AM 560 and 100.7 FM.